हसरत है हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके हसरत है हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके अंबर पे आंख उठाए मन तो उड़ता ही जाए संगम के सुहाने सुख जो हम लूटे तो लुटाए दिव्य चितवन से नस नस को भर दे आज आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके तू जो धरा पे पधारे फूल खिल जाते हैं न्यारे गुलशन तो महक जाए तू जो इसे सवारे हर गुल में भरते बाबा तू खुशबू स्वर्ग किसी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके हसरत है हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके
ओम शांति। टुडे बाप दादा बच्चों के मस्तक में भाग्य की चमकते हुए सितारे देख रहे हैं।
टुडे बाप दादा इज सीइंग the star, the sparkling star of fortune on the forehead of the children everywhere. One is the star of, one is the fortune of the birth, second the fortune of relationship, and the third the fortune of attainments. So Bap Dada is happy to see these three attainments, these three types of fortune of the children.
Janam ka bhagya, to aap jante ho.
About the fortune of your birth, that you know. That the one who has given you this divine birth, is the bestower of fortune himself. So just think, how big is your fortune, how great is your fortune. Along with that is the fortune of relationship. Do you know its speciality? The speciality of the fortune of relationship. Do you know its speciality? All the three relationships, father, teacher and Sadhguru. You have forged all these three relationships with the father. That is, you have all three relationships with the One. You also know about the attainments. Where the Father is there are all attainments. And that also unlimited attainments. There are three relationships in the One. Even otherwise in life, these three relationships are very essential. However, there in the world, the relationships are with separate people. But for you, all the three relationships are with the One. Are with One. That is, three relationships in one. And because of three relationships in one, or with one, three relationships with one, remembrance becomes easier too. The experience of remembrance becomes easier too. All of you have the experience of all the three relationships, is it not? What do you receive from the Father? Inheritance. And the inheritance which you receive is also so elevated. And also, this inheritance lasts for such a long time because it has been received from the Supreme Father. From God, the Supreme Father. The second relationship is that of a teacher. knowledge is called to be source of income. So, how much elevated attainments you have received from the teacher, you know that, don't you? The attainments are so elevated, so great. Oh, these elevated or great attainments cannot be attained from anyone else except from the highest on high Father. Except from the highest on high teacher. A teacher gives a status too, and all of you have this unlimited attainment even in the world. The most elevated attainment is the attainment of sovereignty. Therefore, from the teacher,
Rajpad ki prapti hui.
You have received the attainment of sovereignty of a kingdom.
Swaraj.
Even at this time, you are the sovereigns of the self.
Atma.
Even at this time, you are the sovereigns of the self.
Rajyogi.
Because the soul is a Rajyogi at this time. Because the soul is a Raj Yogi and therefore it becomes a self-sovereign at this time. It rules over itself. It is not under the influence of the sense organs. The soul is the master and rules over its sense organs. Therefore, at this time you receive self-sovereignty and in the future you receive the sovereignty of the world. So, you receive a double kingdom, a double rule. You become self-sovereigns at this time and you receive a kingdom in the future. You get a high status in the future. And the third relationship is of the Sadguru. You have attained all the three relationships, haven't you? Have you? That of the father, the teacher, and the third of the Sadguru. From the Sadguru you receive the elevated directions. You have received such an elevated dictates, haven't you? Therefore, always check whether you are following the elevated dictates or you also sometimes follow the dictates of your own mind or the dictates of others also. Find out if your intellect does not go towards the dictates of your mind or the dictates of other human beings. Did you check? Did you check this? Those who think that I am always I am always following the dictates. I am always following the supreme dictates. And I never am influenced by the dictates of my mind or by the dictates of other human beings. They raise their hand. Those who think that they are always following Srimad and they do not follow the dictates of their own mind or the dictates of others, human beings, they raise their hand. Baba is looking around. Did the Pandavas raise their hand? Only a few are raising their hand. Sometimes you waver, don't you? Something wrong with the sound. So why do you follow the dictates of your mind or the dictates of others? The supreme dictates are, consider yourself to be a soul and remember me, your father. Then, so is this easy or is it difficult? It becomes difficult sometimes, is it? Does it become difficult sometimes? But what Baba wants, what the father wants is that that every child should keep on flying forward with these three relationships. Therefore, Bap Dada is asking, that those who did not raise their hand, they can they renounce the dictates of their mind and the dictates of others from now onwards at least? Can they renounce that from now onwards at least? You did not raise your hand when Baba asked, at least from now onwards can you renounce? Why is Bap Dada saying this? Because Bap Dada has already given you one signal. Bap Dada has already given you one signal, or already signaled to you that the moments or the time of the confluence age are very valuable. And Bap Dada has also signaled to you that according to the present time, everything that will happen suddenly. This is why always be ever ready. This is why you have to be always ever ready, is it not? You want to accompany the father, is it not? Or do you want to follow the father afterwards? You want to accompany the father and return home with the father, is it not? Are you ready for returning home with the father together? Are you ever ready to? Not just ready, but ever ready. So Bap Dada is giving you the signal of time.
Is it
you have to make your fortune for 21 births in this one birth itself. So just think how much you have, how much attention you have to give for that. Bap Dada has love for every child. So Bap Dada wishes that every child of his should go along with him. And also come along with him and rule in the kingdom. Therefore, will you become, because only when you become perfect and complete will you be able to go with the Father together. So it is in this one small birth you are going to get the attainment of 21 births. So just imagine, just think, this confluence age, this birth at the confluence age is so small. Therefore, each moment, each second, each minute is so great, so precious. Therefore, see the account of 1 second, 1 minute of the confluence age, that is this little birth of the confluence age, and the fruit of the efforts you make here you receive for 21 births. So just think how precious even 1 minute is. Therefore, and know the value of each minute of the confluence age. And do accordingly. So what have you to do for that? What will you have to do for that? Bap Dada has told you earlier as well that you will have to pay attention to 2 things. Which are those 2 things? You remember it, don't you? One is time and the second is thoughts. You have to pay attention to these 2 things. Time and thoughts. Your thoughts should not go a waste. Your time should not go a waste. Let each second be used in a worthwhile way. Then say,
itna attention dena padega.
Then say, you'll have to, so you will have to give that much attention, is it not? Bap Dada has love for all the children. Bap Dada now wishes that not even one child should be left behind and not go together with the father. You are together and you will go together and you will come together to rule in the kingdom. And experience peace and happiness constantly in life. So, say, you will go with the father, won't you? Will you? Do you wish to go with the father? Hope you will not be left behind. Hope you will not be left behind. See, the three fortunes are shining on everyone's forehead. You are able to see these three fortunes on your forehead, are you not? The confluence age is the fortunate age. Fortunate age. Or the age of fortune. Therefore, you can make as much fortune you want in this age. However, for that you need attention for a long period of time. So, all the children have to enhance their speed of efforts. Bap Dada sees that the children are making efforts. but
Tivarta,
the intensity
Kamushara,
in the efforts needs to be more, and therefore you have to enhance your speed of efforts. Bap Dada, wishes to see every child as the child and the master of what? The master of all the treasures. Sometimes some children tell Bap Dada, they say to Bap Dada, Baba,
aapne to sarvashaktiya diye.
Baba, you have given me all the powers.
Aur aapne apne ko master.
And I also consider myself to be master, almighty authority. But then some children complain that sometimes sometimes the power which I need at a particular time does not come to me at that time. This is what they complain to Baba. Baba, I have all the powers, but then when I invoke that power, it doesn't come to me in time. So what is the reason for that? Bap Dada has given all the powers to all of you. Hasn't he? Is there anyone who says that he has given less powers to me and more to others? He has given all powers to all of you, haven't he? Hasn't he? All of you have received the powers, haven't you? And all the powers everyone has received, is it not? So, why do these powers not come to you at the time of need? What is the reason for that? You know the reason, don't you? You know the reason. But you forget it at that time. Every child has received the treasure of all powers as inheritance from the father. The father has given the inheritance of all the powers to all the children. It's not that he has given less to some and more to others. He has given all the powers to all the children as inheritance. But why are you not able to use them when needed? Or why don't these powers come to you when needed? The reason for that is just think. Supposing someone is not seated on his seat of self-respect, then will anyone obey his order if he is not seated on his seat? Will anyone obey his orders?
Shakti nahi aati hai.
So when the power doesn't come to you, the reason for that is at that time you are not seated on your seat of Master Almighty Authority. At that time you are not seated on your seat of Master Almighty Authority. This is why nobody will obey someone when if he is not seated on his seat. Therefore, always set yourself on the seat of Master Almighty Authority. Sometimes waste thoughts come, or sometimes tension comes. It means that at that time you have left yourself of your seat of self-respect. Bhaktada has given so many titles of self-respect to everyone. There's such a big list of these titles of self-respect. Just count how many self-respect, points of self-respect the Father has given to you. You don't set yourself on the seat of self-respect, then what happens? Where there is no self-respect, there what comes? What comes? Where there is no self-respect, there bodily ego comes. Either it is self-respect or the respect of the soul, or it is the ego of the body. So if you set yourself on the seat of self-respect, the power will obey you immediately. Otherwise, otherwise, how can it be possible that someone doesn't obey the order of a Master Almighty Authority? So keep doing this practice of setting yourself on the seat of self-respect all the time. Check within. Whether you are doing karma yoga or you are doing any type of service, or you are doing some churning, but do everything after sitting on the seat of self-respect. And if you are sitting on the seat of self-respect, then all the powers will obey your orders and come in front of you. Today Bhaktada observed at Amrit Vela, Baba went on a tour everywhere. whether it was overseas or whether it was in Bharat. How long does it take for Bap Dada to tour everywhere? No time at all. So what did Bap Dada observe? Should Baba tell you what he noticed? Majority of you were sitting You did wake up and were sitting at your respective places. You were also making effort that I should sit as an embodiment of experience. But what did Bap Dada observe? Baba observed that very few were really images of experience. Because the biggest power is the power of experience, the embodiment of the experience of all powers,
master knowledgeful,
master almighty authority form. So, there was something lacking in becoming the form of experience. They are making effort, and therefore Bap Dada congratulated them that at least they are making effort. Majority of you do come for Amrit Vela meditation. Baba was referring to Amrit Vela meditation. Majority of you sit to meditate. But what Bap Dada wishes is that you become the image of experience of light and might. Why? Because the yoga that you do at Amrit Vela gives the sakash which spreads in the whole atmosphere. The sakash of the yoga you do at Amrit Vela spreads in the atmosphere. now enhance this experience.
Jaise bap dada Brahma Baba ko dekha,
just as you saw in Brahma Baba, how powerful and angelic stage the father had. Similarly, each one of you have to pay attention to this. In your own way and elevate your stage accordingly. Also, Bap Dada noticed that there are many children they do sit in the stage of light and night. It's not that they don't. There are who experience the stage of light and might. It's not that there aren't any of them. However, you need to pay more attention to this stage. And Bap Dada also has given this signal before that keep your mind busy all the time. Keep your mind busy all the time. Whether it is service to the mind or service through words or keeping your mind busy in churning, but keep your mind busy. You can do churning. The power of churning. The power of churning helps to the mind to be in concentration. Some children do a lot of churning, but then it is necessary to increase this power of churning throughout the day.
Yoga Bap Dada.
Because
last bacche se bhi pyar.
Bap Dada has love even for the last child.
Yeah.
even from the last child, Bap Dada wishes that he should go with the father and not left behind or come behind. So what will you do?
Attention.
Attention. Baba is saying about this gathering. Today, on seeing this gathering, see the beautiful gathering on the screen? So, on seeing the gathering, Bap Dada says that expansion of the children is bound to take place. Expansion of the children.
Bachandar Faraj ki Jubilee manai.
You celebrated the Platinum Jubilee. For that, Bap Dada is congratulating the children, and everyone clapped.
Bap Dada ne seva ki lagan bhi dekhi.
Bap Dada also noticed how much love you have for service. Everyone in every place has so much enthusiasm for service. And the strength and the fruit of that service is also visible. Bap Dada noticed in particular that wherever the children have done service, there they have got success, and many souls who are of the government, that is government officials, more of them have come. You know, the governor of Himachal Pradesh is sitting next to Brij Mohan Bhai. She's the governor of Himachal Pradesh. So, as a result of this, they are accepting that according to the present time, when sorrow and peacelessness is increasing, the topic which you have kept for the Platinum Jubilee, one God, one world family, that is very, very necessary. Because as much the people need peace, that much, or as much the people are wanting peace, that much peacelessness is growing. Something or the other is turning up, and that is making everything, that is resulting in peacelessness again. This is why tension is growing everywhere. And the government also wants that Bharat should become tension free. So all those children who have served the government, to all those children, Bap Dada gives congratulations. Especially, you know, Delhi served a lot during Platinum Jubilee, and also in other places, the governor, chief minister, ministers, they have come to our programs. So Baba is congratulating them, and also Baba is congratulating those in advance who are going to do in the near future these Platinum Jubilee programs. Now Bap Dada wants that each child should follow the father, that each child should follow the father. And become perfect like the father. Bap Dada also noticed that the children are making efforts. They love to make efforts too. And they are, and many of them are also promising themselves that if not now, Baba, when else can we do it? Therefore, we will do it now. So they promise to Baba too. But then what happens? But then, what is the reason that they are not able to do it in spite of making promises? In spite of the efforts, the reason is that the determination is not that much. Carelessness comes in between. It will happen, we will become. This type of carelessness makes efforts become loose. So what will you do now? Now, give this attention in particular
program now. Apna program now.
Now, give this attention to yourself. Make your own program. Make your own program in which you keep your mind busy all the time. Make your program yourself. Make your own timetable yourself. The timetable of keeping your mind busy. You may do churning, you may do seva, service, or you may draw the attention of one another. But stay busy. Keep your mind busy. You do stay busy through the body, but keep your mind also busy. Become good number one businessman in keeping your mind busy. Can you do this?
Karenge.
Will you do it? Karenge. Will you do it? And they are raising their hand. Will you do it? And hands are raising. Why? Because you know. That even Brahma Baba is waiting for you.
Aur aapke advance party bhi.
And your advance party.
Aapka intezaar
is waiting for you. When will you bring time closer? Because you are responsible for bringing time closer. To make the self perfect means to make time come closer.
Yeah. big vase.
Bab Dada has already given you time of 1 month. In this 1 month,
Hari Eko Divar Purusharthi,
each one has to become an intense effort maker.
Purusharthi nahi,
not just an effort maker, but intense effort maker. Each one must become an intense effort maker. Will you do it? Are you ready for that? Raise your hand if you're ready for that. Okay. Congratulations. So sweet Baba is, he doesn't get tired of telling us all this, no? Now each one of you have to make a determined thought. And give the result to Bab Dada of the whole day, every day. What type of result? The result of your intense efforts. Give your result to Bab Dada every day. Not the result of only efforts, but intense efforts. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for that? Now raise your hand again. Very good. Yeah, lower your hand because some had already were keeping the hand raised. So Baba saying, now lower your hand. Bab Dada will ask for your result suddenly. He won't give you the date. All of a sudden he will say within 1 month, on any date he will ask for the result. I must do it. Make this promise to yourself. Bab Dada makes you give a promise, that he does, but you have to make a promise with your own self. Give this determined thought to yourself and do it in a practical way. I will do it. I will do it. I'll try. Yes, I have to do Not that Baba doesn't like Gege language. Time is moving forward. It is going into extremity. Therefore, you who are the transformers of time, will you can you, the ancestral souls, not have mercy on the sorrowful souls? Be merciful and show the path of happiness to the sorrowful souls, either through thoughts or through words or through contacts and relationship. It is your family, is it not? You have to finish the sorrow of your family, is it not? Become merciful. Okay. What is to be done now? Baba, it's the turn of Karnataka for Seva. 9,000 have come from Karnataka. 9,000. So 9,000 have come from Karnataka. I have actually requested Jasu Behen of London to come and translate after this. So she is here in Madhuban. And she will come soon and take over the translation. Baba is seeing the 9,000 brothers and sisters of Karnataka who are standing, who have come here for Seva. Okay.
Sabhi silence mein rahenge. आपस में बातचीत नहीं करिए.
Now, what will those of Karnataka, what speciality will those of Karnataka show? Will you do the effort and make others to do intense efforts? Will you do intense efforts and make others do intense effort? Place your hand in this. So I hand over to Jasu Behen. can all sit down.
ओम शांति। सभी साइलेंस में बैठिए।
Dada is not just seeing all of you that are present here, but all the children wherever they are sitting, whether they're sitting in the gardens or in the different halls. Papa is giving them lots and lots of love and remembrances. They may be sitting far, but they're close to the heart. Dada is also giving love and remembrances from the heart to all those children who are watching from everywhere, watching everywhere abroad, in this land and abroad. Bab Dada is seeing every child in this land and abroad, whether they are far or close. Whether you are far or close, you are merged. You are the ones who are merged in Bab Dada's heart. Each child has promised, Baba is in my heart, and each one of us is in Baba's heart. This is why the father's title is Dilaram, the comforter of hearts. There are many that have come from Karnataka, the state that's looking after their service this time.
Acha bajaye.
all the Madhuban Nivasis
Guna.
Down below, up above. Baba is giving multi-million fold love and remembrances. No matter how many children have increased, but yet you've done very good service. The result of that is very good. This is why Bab Dada saw. That you were all tireless and you've accommodated everyone with a lot of love, whether it's those providing accommodation, those providing the food, those doing any type of service. The result of service is very good. For those who have come here, those who are doing the service, those who are giving their cooperation to each and everyone, Baba is giving congratulations. Over 21,000 people.
Baba, 4 wings aayi hai. Ek education wing hai.
4 wings.
Cultural wing hai. Aur science and engineering wing hai.
Education
wing hai.
Education, art and cultural. Education and political. All 4 wings. Please stand up. Each of the wings have brought their own signs. All the banners are being displayed. Seeing everyone's zeal and enthusiasm, Bab Dada is very, very happy. Seeing the results of each of the wings and seeing that there is progress, you are progressing. And you're also making programs for each wing to progress further. So Bhakta that's receiving these programs information. So just as you've created these programs
for both achievement,
you've created very good programs with a lot of enthusiasm. So put those programs into practical form and each wing will definitely bring a sample together with the results in front of Bab Dada. Not just having the programs, but Baba wants to see the results and a sample emerging from those programs. There are many in each of the four wings. They're all standing and Baba still wants them to raise their hands. Bab Dada is seeing everyone very close, seeing each one closely. Now each of the wings should give the results that from the time that you started the service of that wing, from that time until now, how many mics have you created? And how many heirs have you brought here? How many mics, how many heirs, and how many students have you created in your wing from the time that you started until now? Yes, you're doing everything with that enthusiasm. But now Bab Dada wants to see the result. And Bab Dada is also congratulating all of you. Why? Each wing is going ahead of the others. And is also making new plans for service. The four wings that have come today, Baba is giving special congratulations now to the four wings that are present here today. You've come with your own special dress.
Education wing.
The education wing with the yellow banners. And they've got the special hats also.
साइंस और इंजीनियरिंग विंग की सिल्वर जुबली है. साइंस और इंजीनियरिंग विंग की सिल्वर जुबली है.
इट्स द सिल्वर जुबली ऑफ द साइंस एंड इंजीनियरिंग विंग. Raise your hands. Science wing, science and engineering.
Achay. Silver jubilee ki fishes. Bob Dada. Kas. Ek ek bache.
Bab Dada is giving special and in particular personally by name. Baba is seeing each one personally and also giving them congratulations. It's the platinum jubilee of this institution, of the Yajna, and it's your silver jubilee, 25 years. 25 years of the wing. But still Bab Dada is happy. Continue to do more and continue to fly. Eventually that day will come. That day is coming close when everyone will say, our Baba has come. That day is not far. The wings, let such souls emerge who say from their heart, my Baba has come. For souls to recognize Baba and for them to say, my Baba has come. So send names of such souls to Bab Dada. However much service you have done, how many souls have emerged? Out of all of those, how many actually say, my Baba has come? Then Bab Dada will give a prize. Now do this service with a lot of splendor, a lot of pomp and splendor. Such effort makers should now emerge. You have to bring about revelation, don't you? You have to bring happiness to those who are experiencing sorrow. We definitely have to make this Bharat into heaven. So when will we do this, those of the wings? How much time do you need? When are you going to make Bharat into heaven? How much time do you need? Brijmohan Bhai, how much time do you need? The heads of the four wings, those who are the heads of each of the wings, come to the front. Brijmohan Bhai, Mrityunjay Bhai, Mohan Bhai. Sarla Didi, come onto the stage. I think it's Bharat Bhai, not Mohan Bhai as well as Bharat Bhai. Usha Ben. Nirvair Bhai. I was lucky for Sheila Ben. Explaining to Baba the different positions of the people in the wing. They have the heads of the wings in the different places and also the coordinators in Madhuban. One of the brothers is abroad. Baba's asking everyone to sit down.
Fir se convocation ka second year jo degree dete hain usme MSc degree bhi de rahe.
This is the second year of giving the degree, so Nirvair Bhai is explaining to Baba.
Jo coordinator hai VK hai usne kaha ki abhi apni university mein.
So one of the brothers who's actually an instrument in the university where the degrees are being given is saying that we should have our own university where such degrees can be given. Baba saying was, there's no rush for it. It will happen, there's no rush for it. Those people also want us to open our own university, worldly university. Baba says there's no rush for that. So Baba just spoke of that. So Baba saying, let the heirs emerge. Yes, you've worn the hats, the hats that you wear when you get your degree, but Baba's wanting heir souls emerging. It's the responsibility of each one of you to let the heirs emerge from each of the wings. Some places, yes, you've made the mics emerge, but now let the heirs emerge. Take a number in this. Which department, which wing is going to be number one in bringing the heirs? There's also the Shaktis in this. Now is the time to, the season for the heirs to emerge. Sir Laban speaking for the engineering wing, that they're wanting to build a museum somewhere.
Om Shanti, aap sab baith jaiye please.
Which can be of an international form. So make a plan for that. Baba will look at that and then see. A political conference took place in Bombay, and the result of that is very good. So Baba said, continue to increase it, continue to do more, and let the heirs image. There's many who become cooperative, but now let the heirs emerge. Let there be such samples who hear everything that you have to say and bring that enthusiasm in others also. That time is coming. Time will also help you now, because sorrow is increasing everywhere. People's suffering is increasing. They try to make solutions, find solutions, but they're not able to decide on anything. Saying people's interest is growing everywhere. We also have their cooperation. Baba saying is they still have they emerged. Yes, they're giving their cooperation, but they themselves have to come forward also. Yes, it will happen.
Baba double videshi bhai bhene bhi aaye hue hain.
There's also the double foreign brothers and
double
sisters.
Double foreigners, सभी खड़े होंगे.
All double foreigners, please stand up.
Youth वाले कहाँ हैं?
The youth are not here yet. Baba's asking for the youth.
Youth नहीं है बाबा इस समय. इस समय youth का turn नहीं है.
It's not the turn of the youth wing.
अभी double विदेशी खड़े हैं.
Double foreigners standing up. Double foreigner means the ones who are flying with a double flight. Double flight. That means to be able to fly in a second. Sorry. Double flight means to be able to stabilize yourself in the stage that you want in a second. So do you have such practice? That whatever stage you want at any time, that you're able to come into that stage of the flying stage, with the flying stage, the stage that you want. And this practice will be very useful at that time. Whenever you want, for you to have that stage in a practical way. to have such practice. You are double foreigners. And so you will make double effort also, will you not? You are doing that. Bab Dada receives very good news. Baba also receives news of service. Service is increasing. Very good instrumental souls are also emerging. Someone should point out to Baba that there's also the foreigners on the side. This is Bab Dada is giving double congratulations to the double foreigners. Could someone ask Srila Ben to point out the double foreigners are all on the sister side also? It's good that in each group there are the double foreigners in every group. You've made a very good program for yourselves in this way, to be present in every meeting. So now the double foreigners have to make a list of the heirs at every center. How many new heirs have emerged? Yes, you are that anyway. All the double foreigners here, Baba is saying you are heirs anyway. But now, Bab Dada wants a list of the heirs, the new ones. Wherever each one of you is sitting, whether you're watching on the TV or whether you're sitting here in the hall or at the different places, those sitting outside this hall also watching on the TV. Baba is giving each and every child the title of being an intense effort maker. So now, always remember this title of yours, an intense effort maker. If someone asks you who you are, just tell them this. An intense effort maker. Is that? Do you all agree? You accept that? now you can't continue with effort in a slack way because time is moving forward faster. Therefore now be intense effort makers. You have to become an intense effort maker. This is the call of the time. May you be an intense effort maker. Blessing from Bab Dada, may you be an intense effort maker. To all the children, lots and lots of love, remembrance. And a gift of intense effort as a special gift from Bab Dada to all the children.
Baba pehli baar wale bahut aaye hain, Dadi ji keh rahi hain.
Many first timers, Sadhguru is specially remembering them. Those who are here for the first time to stand up.
Pehli baar wale sabhi uthenge.
Can be those from abroad too, those who are here for the first time. To the children who have come here for the first time. Bab Dada is giving special congratulations. Bab Dada is very pleased seeing all of your children. Why is he pleased? Because all of you have reached here before the final moments. And so congratulations for that. You've claimed a right to receive your own right. Bab Dada has been telling you again and again to be an intense effort maker. So you will be intense effort makers. You'll become intense effort makers and you can continue to move forward as much as you want. You can receive this blessing now. There's also a governor from somewhere that's present in the meeting. You can see her escort behind her. All of you who have come. You have to pay attention. One is that you continue to study the Murali regularly as per our discipline in the same systematic way. And together with that also continue to serve through the mind or through words. Continue to take the golden chance of serving through the mind or through words. And through words. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations.